Welcome to the Ultimate Engine Show, right here on Active FM. You're tuned in to the Ultimate Engines, like I said, with your boy DJ Gloire. And today is another episode where we are talking about cars. But guess what we're having today? We're having a car comparison, and we're talking on 4x4s. Now, I'm not going to reveal exactly which 4x4 vehicles we're going to be talking about, but I will tell you, it is definitely an interesting topic, so you want to stay tuned and you do not want to miss out on anything. I hope you have missed me because it's been an interesting week, and I do not like to not be in touch with my listener. So please, I do not like it when I am not in touch with my listener. So please do make sure to comment on Facebook. You can catch me on my personal page, which is Gloire Tina. That's actually my account, not my page. Gloire Tina, which is GloireTsina. That's me on Facebook. And very soon I will have the Ultimate Engines page running on Facebook. It has been opened, but it hasn't been running. So very soon we will be having that, and I will be posting videos giving you the lowdown. But as for the rest of the shows, you can catch us on www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Instagram, which is at activefm777. And you can catch us on Twitter, which is at activefm. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /activefm. And yeah, there are many places, and you can catch us on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcast, and just enjoy our shows, because our shows are just amazing like that. We give you the best of everything, and that's just how we do it, because we are Active FM. There's nothing better than being active. So tune in and don't miss out. We're talking about three awesome cars, very amazing, but at the same time, it's not cars that are rather expensive, but cars that are very popular around, you know, cars that people get to see every day. Other people get to drive in them every day because they own these cars. Personally, there's one of them that I would love to own, and I don't own yet, but I do see myself driving that car in the near future. Anyway, enjoy this. Okay, so we're back and we are talking about three cars. Now, I told you I wasn't going to reveal it earlier, but now is the moment. Now is the time that we have been waiting for. And I shall reveal the three cars that we're talking about, the three 4x4s. And firstly, I'll start by naming their brands. We have three top brands. We have Ford, we have Toyota, and Isuzu. So we are talking, we are comparing the Ford Ranger 3.2 TDCi Super Cab 4x4 XLT Auto with the Toyota Hilux 2.8 GD6 Extra Cab 4x4 Legend. So the last car that I'll be giving you is the Isuzu D-Max 3.0 TD Extended Cab 4x4 LX, and I'd like to acknowledge our source, which is cars.co.za, and that's where we got our info from. And we're just basically doing a review on this stuff. So going right along with the reviews, starting with the prices of both, I mean three of these cars. So we first have our Ford Ranger, which is 591,500 rands. That's the South African currency, ZAR or rand. And with the Toyota Hilux, it's 604,200 rand. We have our Isuzu D-Max, which is 542,700 rand. So yeah, anyway, moving on to these cars and to their specs. Basically, they are rather very brilliant cars, especially the Ford Ranger with all its capabilities and stuff. It's a car that you definitely want to get yourself. It's beautiful, it's mean, and it says I'm the man. But that goes for all of these other cars. obviously the least preferably in my personal opinion is the Isuzu, because I'm not necessarily a fan of Isuzu, but their Buckies, their 4x4s are good. And when I say I'm not a fan, I don't mean that there's anything wrong with their vehicles, don't get me wrong. I say I'm not a fan meaning it's not part of my specific interest, but Isuzu has brilliant vehicles. I've driven in an Isuzu in my mentor's one time. He used to drive an Isuzu, an orange one, which belonged to a pastor that we knew, and that car was amazing. But anyway, moving on to the stats. So these cars all have low range. With regards to the chargers, they're all turbocharger, and the Ford's gear shift is automatic. The Toyota is automatic, and as for the Isuzu, it's actually manual. And same with the transmission for all three cars, same stuff. So if you check at the fuel type, they all use diesel, and generally 4x4s use diesel. I'm not sure of much or any 4x4s that do not use diesel. And the torque max is 470 for the Ford, 420 for the Toyota, and 380 for the Isuzu. And the engine position location for all three cars are in the front. The Ford has 5 cylinders, Toyota has 4, and so does the Isuzu, it has 4. And moving on to the wheel drive, we have whether these cars have all-wheel drive. All three cars have part-time all-wheel drive. The gear ratios are all 6. That's not a very angelic number, but yes, that's what we have. Moving on to the engine size, the Ford has a 3.2 liter engine, Toyota has 2.8 liter, and the Isuzu has a 3.0 liter, and the driven wheels are all, so they all have all-wheel drive wheels. So moving on with regards to some aspects of the economy, the fuel tank capacity for all these cars is 80 liters, and the average kilometers for these cars, for the Ford is 8.8, which is 100 kilometers for the Ford, and the Isuzu for the Toyota not stated. And checking whether these cars have EBD, they all have. For brake assist, only the Ford doesn't have, the Toyota and the Isuzu has. ABS, they all have. Stability control, all the cars have. Passenger airbags, they all have too. Driver airbag, they all have. If you check at the airbag quantity though, the Ford has 7, so does the Toyota, and the Isuzu has 2. If you look at traction control, they all possess that quality. So those are some good features that you look into in these cars. Warranty for years is 4 for the Ford, 3 for the Toyota, and 5 for the Isuzu. And the service plan is 6 services. For the Toyota is 9 services, and for the Isuzu is 5. And for the service interval time is 1 for each. And basically warranty distance is 120,000 kilometers for the Ford, 100,000 kilometers for the Toyota Hilux, and 120,000 for the Isuzu. And as service plan distance amounts to 90,000 kilometers for all of these cars. If you look at stuff, extra features such as rain sensor wipers, which only the Ford has, daytime driving running lights, the Ford has, the Toyota Hilux has, and the Isuzu possesses LED lights. Keyless access, only the Ford and the Toyota have. USB ports, the Toyota and the Ford have, and the Isuzu has two of them. So air conditioning they all possess. If you look at the parking distance control rear, only the Ford has that, and climate control only the Ford has two. If you look at tow bar trailer hitch, the Ford and the Toyota have, and as for the Isuzu, it's optional, up to you. And CD player, only the Toyota and the Ford have. If you look at front fog lights, all three cars have, just that the Toyota has LEDs. The navigation, only Ford and Toyota has. If you look at the Bluetooth connectivity, all three cars have Bluetooth connectivity. Rear fog lights, only the Ford has. And auto on and off lights, only the Ford and the Toyota has. Now if you look at xenon headlights, only the Toyota and the Hilux have, and they both have LED lights. If you look at the alloy wheel, they all possess power steering, cruise control, high level brake, brake lights, and yeah, so those are some features that they have. And if you look at the central locking, Ford and Toyota has keyless, and the Isuzu has remote. So those are some features that these cars have. And when we come back, we'll get some more. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is DJ Espresso.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So we're back now, going to the specifications of these cars. The length of these cars is, for the Ford is 4,354 millimeters, 5,330 millimeters for the Toyota, and 5,294 for the Isuzu. If you look at the ground clearance, 237 meters for the Ford, 284 millimeters for the Toyota, and 220 for the Isuzu. And if you look at the doors, they both have 2+2 each, which is a 4x4 door bucky. And we're looking at the body shape. For the Ford is a pickup extended cab, and that applies to the rest of them. They all are pickup extended cabs. Now the height is 1,810 millimeters for the Ford, 1,810 millimeters for the Toyota, but it's 2,040 kgs. In weight, and 1,790 millimeters for the Isuzu, which is 1,975 kgs. So those are features that these powerful vehicles possess, and those are vehicles that you want to look into if you're a real car fan. You want to get low down and dirty. But I believe these cars are good, especially the Ford on off-road. You'd love it. So go check out these cars. As for me, DJ Gloire, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show, and this is the part where I love you and leave you. But before I go, I'm going to leave you with a track, and you can catch us on Ayono.fm and search for Active FM. That's when you'll see all our shows. And you can catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Instagram, which is at activefm777. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /activefm. You can catch us on Twitter, which is at activefm. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, depending whether you're an Android user or an Apple iPhone user. You can catch us everywhere, even on YouTube. Subscribe to our Active TV channel too. Don't miss out on all our amazing shows. I hope you keep it locked. Stay real, stay fresh. This is your boy DJ Gra signing out. Kablam!
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.
this war zone, taking in this pain. My whole belly holds on, I can't really stand. I can hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump, my fears begin to fade. My faith explodes right now.